profiling some of the region's excellent educators. This is Maddie Brown. Maddie, thanks for joining us. First of all, we want to know, how did you get involved in teaching?
I guess it's sort of, you could say it's a family business almost. My gramps was a teacher. My dad was a teacher. My three siblings and I, all teachers, all of our partners are all teachers. So it's, came by it honestly. As a young teenager, the only thing I knew I would not be was a teacher because, of course, I had to, rebel against my dad in some kind of a way. And so I declared at the age of 18 that was the one thing I wasn't going to do. And tried not to do it for about 10 years until eventually I just realized it just is what I needed to do. So my dad went out. And I don't know, just a teenage rebellion thing that ultimately I lost.
And what did you get out of this experience?
Well, it's a rewarding job, to be sure. Every day, I mean, it's a rewarding job because it's not easy. And things that aren't easily, that we don't come by easily, sometimes are the most rewarding, right? I think, what I look at most are the relationships that you build with the students, not just inside the classroom, but outside the classroom and being a part of the gang community. I just love walking around town as I did just earlier today and having kids say hi and honking, like I'm a notorious honker. Just everywhere on my horn, boop, boop, I know those kids, and they wave, and it's that sense of community that allows you that just grows. You get to see the kids grow up and become older too, right? They just become members of the community like you are. It's a great feeling.
Exactly, and what's been some of the biggest challenges you've had to face?
Well, yeah, it's an interesting year to ask that question too, right? I think teachers are constantly having to change and adapt. And, one thing I would, I'd say is that if you want to get into teaching, you have to be ready to, it is not simply you figure it out in 1 year and then you do the same thing over and over again. You have to constantly evolve with the times. And then that same thing, it really keeps you young, right? Because you're meeting new kids with new ideas all the time. When I started teaching, iPhones didn't exist, and now everybody's got them. We have that crazy level of connectivity at our fingertips, which is a double-edged sword, right? We compete with it for our students' attention sometimes, and then other times it's incredible that we have all this information readily available, and has enabled us in this particular year to work remotely through some of the challenges we faced with the pandemic.
If somebody came to you for advice saying, I'd like to become a teacher, what would you have to say to them?
Be prepared for, you have to think long term, and it's hard to do, especially when you're young, to think that you're going to be at this thing, at this career for, 25, 30 years. But you have to prepare your stuff. It's a marathon, not a sprint, and it's a fabulous journey on the way. But you have to ready yourself to, like I was saying earlier, you have to be able to adapt. Teachers have to be adaptive, or you just become obsolete. Like the technology we're using, the teachers have to be willing to, like I said, change with the times. And kids are so, students are so adept at certain, they move at this pace, which seems to me to be so fast, and how quickly they absorb, how quickly they want to move on to the next thing. So you've got to emulate them, right? You cannot get the kids to change who they are. The teachers have to change. As far as, how you present things and how you hook kids into learning, you've got to be the one to change that. Of course, there's some values that don't change that we all appreciate about education. But in terms of how it's delivered, you got to be shifting gears all the time.
And finally, what accomplishments are you most proud of?
I mean, we have an amazing staff of people here at GSS, and a lot of teachers can tell you about some amazing things that they've done. the thing, you know, I'm probably most happy about is just what I was saying earlier about being able to contribute to the community in a way that pays me back, you know, tenfold with, hey, how you doing? Waves, honks, that kind of the sense of being able to contribute to my community and then eventually move and become part of that community and see those kids grow up and become adults themselves. That's the biggest reward for me.